You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
Great.
The office is quiet.
Yeah. Jeremy says he's able to run down the hall with like no pants
on. There's
nobody
here
in the building.
It's just me and Josh. That's it. It's great.
Good times.
Yeah. Highlight of the weekend. What was it?
I did absolutely nothing, and being lazy is definitely a highlight.
Hey, Renee, we got to stop you. Are you on a speakerphone or Bluetooth, please?
I am not at all, actually.
No, just a crappy phone.
That's a horrible phone.
Yeah, probably that.
Yeah, you might want to do the little trick with the paperclip and clean out the bottom of it, because you probably got a lot of fuzz and like dead skin in there. It's really bad.
All right, so let's go back again. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Doing absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Just laying around, huh?
Yeah. I can't accept that.
There has to have been something that you were like, oh, my God.
I reject that answer. Come up with another one.
A food that you ate?
Lazy is the best. I'm a single mom. I have to do everything. So if I can get a day to do absolutely nothing,
well,
that is 7 cents.
There is
we're
that.
We're not denying that, but that's just no fun for us. If you've got to pick one thing you did, that was the highlight.
Children's Museum with the kids.
Children's Museum with the kids. No, pick something else.
Got drunk on Friday.
You got drunk on Friday? Okay, there you go. By yourself?
Did you really?
No, not by myself.
Who are you with?
A friend.
A friend. Okay, so you got a sitter and you had a friend time.
Yes.
Is this a lover?
I don't understand how that could be third on your list for this weekend.
The Children's Museum was first?
No, being lazy and getting sleepless.
Oh, that was first. Okay. Who's this friend? Is it a potential lover or an actual friend?
It is a lover. I think we're finding out that phone has crashed. Finally.
And we're done here. The highlight of our weekend should have been going to the Verizon store to get a new phone.
Renee, we lost your call, so call us back. That was
next.
My goodness. Huh. Here comes an evil Heather. Hi, Heather.
I hate that.
The phone?
Not evil at all.
The phone's issue? Oh, no, you hate the evil Heather.
I hate the evil Heather part.
No, you don't.
Because it's true?
Not usually. Occasionally.
Okay.
Occasionally.
That's all
evil.
It takes, my friend.
This is true. Okay. Evil
hey, listen. Heather bit. Listen, all these other people call in with names like, let's say, Linda. And I don't have any. Well, no, we actually
we do
Linda.
Linda. Linda, 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 Linda.
What else? Like Shelly. Well, we say Shelly Belly.
Shelly Belly. Okay, who, what else do we got? Ed? Is there any Eds that we call? Any?
Mr. Ed.
Ed, Mr. Ed. Well,
crap. There's something for almost every name.
Angela's
heard,
hot,
so.
Angela, because all Angelas
hot
are hot.
Yeah.
Well.
See, that sounds better than Evil Heather, at least.
So you want to be Hot Heather?
No, that's weird. That sounds
just
like a
embrace. Let's just embrace the evil, Heather. Just live it and enjoy it.
Fair enough.
What'd you do this weekend? Highlight.
It was not a great weekend. I am actually headed to the airport to travel for work, so I packed. It was not thrilling, and I cleaned the house.
You're right. That sounds pretty
lame. Why are we having to force people to pick one good thing from the weekend? I mean, even a food that you liked or a movie you watched or you caught up on the show that you're binging. There's got to be one good thing.
You packed your favorite pants.
I binge watched Poker Face with my husband and it was great. So
I've heard that that's good. I haven't seen it yet though. So
it's fantastic.
All right, I'll have to check it out because I've heard a few people say that it's really good.
What's it on Netflix?
It's on Peacock.
Oh, I don't have Peacock.
I don't have
I can't
Peacock.
Watch it.
If you have Comcast, you have Peacock.
I don't have Comcast.
Well, you don't have that.
I'll never see Poker Face.
I guess I'll never see it either.
How does it end?
I don't think there's any other way.
No, because I might see it in 5 years. I'm watching this show called Grand Designs, which has been around for a million years. It's showing people designing and building new homes, and everything goes wrong usually. Mm. And I was telling Jeremy that half the couples get divorced during the building of the home.
This is just real life, man.
Yeah. So, like, you know, the host will go away for a few months while they're doing work, and he'll come back, you know, for like 4 months later, and he says, you might notice there's a little difference here. Amanda and Ted are no longer together, but Ted is carrying on with the building of his house.
Ted still loves the house, even though he doesn't love his wife.
I mean, half the time.
Yeah, this is real life, man. Real life. We're talking about starting in on our master bathroom, and
so you'll be divorced.
Oh, man, we've got somebody coming out next week, and I already know. I mean, we're already disagreeing on shower placement, where we want the shower and all that. So it's going to be a mess. It's going to be nasty. It'll be good for the show, though, if we're fighting and get divorced. It'll be good talk for the show.
That's a good reason.
Who gets to keep the shower, though, is, you know, my main concern.
Yeah, because, I mean, I get divorced and Jeremy gives me nonstop crap. You think I'm going to give him all?
You've done it like 8 times.
Him all pass? He's not getting all pass from me.
Hell no.
Plus, he knows I'm going to take Nicole's side in
He always does, Heather.
So,
well,
where are you traveling for work?
Oh, Minot, North Dakota.
Really?
Really.
That's
I'm
funny.
Thrilled.
I was just looking at land up in North Dakota to see what it was going for. Believe it or not, you can get a lot of land up there.
Well, it's going to be cold and snowy here. What's it going to be in North Dakota?
Crazy cold. When I get there, it's supposed to be like -4.
Yeah, that's horrible.
What job is this? What are you doing?
I do health and safety, so I'm going to do some sampling.
Seems to me the safe move would be to not travel this week with it being 4 below 0.
Hey-o!
Yeah, well, you know.
You're setting a bad example,
Heather. You might
Heather.
Love it, though. You might have the time of your life. You don't know.
I'm perfectly happy getting away from the people for a minute.
Yes, that's the thing. There's not as many people.
Right.
Yeah, every once in a while, getting away from your people is...
Do you have a lover? Are you with somebody?
I have a husband of 25 years.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's good to get away, right?
Yeah. Everyone's great. Well, it's a good thing.
And I will tell you this. I mean, as bad as the weather is going to be, people in North Dakota are quite pleasant. So good people. Just, you know.
You'll be fine.
I've never been there. So this is all new for me.
Well,
it's
you know what
chill.
I call North Dakota, Heather? I call North Dakota Canada's Dingleberry.
So. Well, I'll have to see if you're right.
No, I'm right. But still, nice people. So
good.
You want to play Rattle Off with us?
Of course.
All right, let's play. We're going to give you a category, Evil Heather. You'll have 10 seconds to try to rattle off 5 examples of that category, okay?
Okay.
I think this one's pretty easy. And even if Heather gets it, everyone who's on hold, stay on hold. Don't hang up, because we will still want to talk to you. But she may not get it. Who knows? 10 seconds, 5 different places, Heather, where you can get coffee in the morning. 5 places you might get coffee in the morning. We want names. Ready and go!
7-Eleven, Starbucks, Dutch Brothers, King Supers, Circle K, Sinclair.
Yeah, you got it.
That's plenty.
You got it all day long, didn't you?
Something's afoot.
Coffee's my favorite thing.
Did you even say Starbucks?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right. Well, you got it.
Yeah. It wasn't the first one, though, because 7-Eleven
Dutch,
is best.
Dutch 7-Eleven.
Dutch Brothers is money.
Dutch Brothers is amazing.
So good.
Huh. Not a coffee drinker, so I couldn't tell you. Do they serve anything else?
They do.
Oh, they do. Their chocolate shakes are to die for.
Chocolate.
What?
He's a chocolate shake guy.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
That's what my husband gets, because he's not a coffee guy either.
Just don't look at the calorie counts online.
I would go to Minot, North Dakota for a chocolate shake right now.
Well, Dutch Brothers is open, so, you know.
My goodness. All right. Hey, I got to say, you're a winner.
Good job.
You got it.
Yay.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. It's good.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Whoop, whoop, your face.
Listen, you have been absolutely adorable to talk to. We hope you have a great trip to North Dakota.
Me too.
And if you will stand by, Josh will come back and he'll tell you about that prize, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
See you later.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The large is 1,000 calories. You better get a small.
Holy crap.
20 grams of fat.
But hold on a second.
What?
How many calories are in most large chocolate shakes?
I don't know. What am I, a chocolate shake expert?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, are you saying, I doubt theirs is significantly more than most.
I will
large.
Say a lot of their drinks are significantly higher in calories. Let's see. I mean, Mickey D's large chocolate shake is, well, 800 calories. So not too far off. Chocolate shake, small, 520, and 520 for the small at Dutch Brothers. So Mickey D's isn't too far off.
I'm looking up at Shake Shack. It's even in their name. They only list one size, though. It's 750 calories.
My God, man.
76 grams of carbs.
Yeesh.
Forget it.
Forget that.
Forget it.
The best is the chocolate frosty at Wendy's, 470 calories.
It looks like.
I'll be damned.
Not the same thing.
Not the same
thing. Great for dipping your fries, but not the same thing. Greg, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, the highlight? Probably winning $1,000 on a sports bet. Something good like that.
Something good like that.
Huh. What was the bet?
Genesis Open. The golf, man. You guys watch golf or no?
Hell no.
I mean, I watch the majors. I will watch the majors. In fact, the Masters is coming up, yeah, you know, in what, like 6 weeks or
you're
whatever.
You're in Dom's territory.
What was the bet?
John Rahm to win.
You did not pick him out. How many did you pick to win? Just him?
Yeah, just him. You put a couple bets on, like, who's going to beat who, and then you take a winner. So, like, on Friday, you take a winner, so... John Rahm's always a good one to lean on.
I don't even know who
I'd
that is.
I'd say you've got a... Greg, I'd say if you're betting on golf, you have a bit of a problem. That's what I think.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
For
yeah.
sure you I got a problem.
You're not lying. Yeah.
Do you bet on all this stuff a lot? I mean, have you lost a lot of money, too?
Of course he has.
I mean, you go up and down, but it's not like you're losing penny slots. You know, you actually can win in sports bets, like... It's you versus you, you know.
Are you ahead?
Your research. Oh, yeah. For sure ahead. I wouldn't keep doing it. I'm not a degenerate, you know.
That's the line of the day. I'm not a degenerate.
I need to get a T-shirt that says that.
yeah, maybe on the back.
I will say I don't think I've ever bet on golf before. I've bet on all the other big sports, but I don't think I've bet on tennis or golf. All right.
What are you gonna do with that $1,000, Greg?
Probably just put on another bet.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. God forbid you put it into like a Roth or something.
His kids have no shoes, but he's betting on golf.
Right.
So, they better be good at golf.
You're a funny guy.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a finance director.
Of everything that he
what?
Could say,
a finance director.
Yep.
And this is what you're doing with your money, huh?
Well, I do a lot of things with my money, but that's what I do with my time a little bit, you know?
Is this just fun? That's just your fun money then, your gambling money.
Yeah, come on. I'm not stupid.
You're also not a degenerate. Let me ask you, to win that $1,000, how much money did you have to put up?
200.
All right, so you got a little 5-1 odds going there. You put up 200, won 1,000.
Not bad.
Yeah, John Rahm's good, man. He was like the favor, you know, but there's a lot of golfers, so you get good odds on everybody, really.
I got to tell you, you could listen to this show for another 10 years, Greg, and you will never hear the name John Rahm again.
I don't even know
who
that is.
Even though you've mentioned it 4 times,
yeah,
you'll never hear that name again
ever.
On our show.
I got to look him up when we're done.
That's all right. You don't need to.
Or not. Yeah, or not.
Well, Greg, we're glad you had a good weekend. Glad you won $1,000. Thank you for calling us. Thank you for listening to the show.
Yeah, of course, man. Hope you guys have a good day, all right?
You too, sir.
All right, buddy. Very good.
Bye now.
Betting on golf. Some people will bet on anything.
Anything, man.
Anything. Well... We're ones to talk. I mean, I force you to do a lot of different bets. We bet on the first snow. We bet on the first 100 degree
day. Yeah, we do, but that's
day.
Just kind of goofy fun.
We used to bet on relationships all the time. People,
yes,
like
celebrities
would
ones.
Get married, and we would all put a dollar in and gamble on how long it lasted.
I got a buddy that's on one of those sports betting apps, and it's if you sit and like watch a football game with him, it's just he's on it, just doing every little bet that you possibly can, whether the next play will be a pass or a run or anything.
That's a bit.
That's he is into it.
Here's, is it Fernando? Is that right?
Ooh. Malinta. Fernando is my last name. Whatever, it is easy for you.
What's your first name?
I know, but Josh asked what your name was. You must have told him, Fernando, because that's what he wrote down.
Yeah, yes, Fernando. Fernando is fine.
It's just easier to say. What's your first name again?
Yeah. Malinta. Yeah.
That's cool, too.
I'd rather call you Malinta.
I'd rather call you Fernando.
Okay.
Boy, we're in a pickle now. What was the highlight of your weekend, Malinta Fernando?
I was in Fairbanks, Alaska, seeing the Northern Light.
We were just talking about Alaska off the air.
It was cold as hell, but it was fun.
Was it?
Well, it wasn't even 20 minutes ago that Josh came in and he asked me where I lived in Alaska when I was a little kid. And I told him Fairbanks, Alaska. That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Then we started talking about the cruises that go on up there. And
I went to kindergarten in Fairbanks, Alaska. Malinta. Malinta? Am I
Fernando.
Malinta.
Malinta.
Malinta. Yeah.
Malinta. No, I don't want to stick with Fernando.
This is why he went with Fernando.
Malinta. Anyway, I'm trying to get Jeremy to go up to Alaska in the summer because it's so beautiful. Yeah. He needs to go hunting and
I'd go up there and do some fishing for sure. That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
So when you go there, don't you have lots of spots, like water spots because of all the snow in summer?
There's a lot of fishing. I know that.
Yeah, I'd rather go see some wildlife and stuff like that.
He wants to go see the moose.
I want a moose. I want to ride a moose around.
We saw a big one in the road.
That's awesome.
Quietly drove away because.
Yeah, you don't want to get out and try to take a selfie with that moose.
Do not antagonize a moose.
They will trample you down.
No. How were the Northern Lights?
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. First day we saw it, second day we couldn't, third day again we saw a little bit, but first day was the best part of it.
That's fantastic. And
that's magical.
Yeah. I went to the North Pole too, so it was very close by from Fairbanks. So
you went to the North Pole?
No, you didn't go to the North Pole. I mean, you did not do that.
What do you mean? Isn't it, there's a city called North Pole?
No, okay.
It's different North Pole.
That's not the North
Pole. Not where Santa is.
There's also a North Pole down in Colorado Springs where Santa hangs out. But you didn't actually go to the North Pole.
That's different, yeah. It's Santa's workshop in the spring.
Well, maybe Malinta thought he was at the actual North Pole, and I just ruined his whole day.
It's okay.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it right now, yeah. It's known for its year-round Christmas decorations, including candy cane striped streetlights. Yeah. I would never go there.
There's also a city in Texas called Paris. If you go there, you're not actually going to Paris.
But this is just their little shtick, it looks like.
That's a tourist trap.
It's kind of. The streets have names like Kris Kringle Drive and Mistletoe Lane.
Yeah, okay.
I will never go to North Pole, Alaska.
Malinta, what do you do for a living?
I work at the healthcare and finance industry. Healthcare.
Boy, more finance.
More finance, yeah. Are you happy?
Yes, I love it.
Good for you. Don't blow all your money gambling, though, do you?
No. My wife will kill me.
Yeah, we don't want her to kill you, buddy.
We don't want that.
You seem like a good guy.
Yeah, really good guy.
How long have you guys been together?
11 years. No.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her in California. She was family friends. That's how I met her.
That's good.
Oh, so you kind of got set up by friends? Is that it?
No. My mom's friends. So that's how I got to know her.
Oh, your mom's friend's daughter, probably, right?
Yeah.
Cute.
Well, that's convenient.
That's cute.
Hmm.
Well. That's all we got.
Well, we're out. Malinta, you've been terrific to talk to. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great day, okay?
I love you guys. I always listen to you guys in the morning.
Oh, hug it out.
We love you back, buddy.
Thank you for your kindness.
Who knows? Have a great day.
Kisses.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Is this Renee with the bad phone?
Oh, she made it back.
Yes, I'm so sad. I'm a coffee fanatic. I would have won that one.
Oh, but your phone is still horrible.
Your phone is still horrible.
It's really bad. You might want to wander into your provider's store today and have
them
take a look at it.
Get a new phone and call
us
tomorrow.
Maybe I need to gamble on golf so I can buy a new one.
You need something. You need to take a toothbrush to the bottom of it where your voice goes in, I think.
Something.
Something. It's really bad.
I feel like you're on some sort of headset or something. It doesn't sound like an actual phone.
Like a dummy now.
It's
okay,
the voice. It's the mic. It's the mic hole, is what it is. It gets clogged from time to time. So clean out your mic hole.
Yeah, it's really bad, Renee. But you know, we love you and thank you for calling back.
You're very welcome.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. You have a great day. Okay.
You too.
Okay. She dropped it in water or something. She must have spilled something on it.